Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A community in Stafford County is shaken by a murder-suicide that has claimed the lives of 4 members of one young family. The Fredericksburg Freelance Star says police have confirmed to them that the victims were 35-year-old Lance Buckley, his 30-year-old wife Amy, and their daughters ages 5 and 18 months. The bodies were found yesterday in a home in the Windsor Forest subdivision. President-elect Donald Trump is reaching out this weekend to a former adversary.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
Mitt was a disaster as a candidate.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers.
Romney let us all down. He was a very poor campaigner.
The president-elect meeting with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney this weekend. The two planning to talk about how to govern moving forward amid speculation that they could discuss Romney serving as Secretary of State.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Meanwhile, a federal judge today considers arguments on President-elect Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial against Trump University.
Attorneys for Donald Trump want to delay a trial over the president-elect's now-defunct Trump University, including the taking of further testimony from Trump until after his January inauguration. In a court filing, they say the current preparations for a Trump presidency have become so critical and all-consuming, the class-action lawsuit will have to wait. Several former students say Trump University was nothing but a fraud that misrepresented what they would be taught and by whom. They also suggest that if necessary, Trump be allowed to testify by video recording before the trial begins, currently set for November 28th. Scott Carr, Washington.
While there's been a lot of talk about the fate of sanctuary cities under President Donald Trump, one local university is now jumping into the fray.
The University of Maryland wants to join a handful of other universities around the country in becoming a sanctuary campus. Student Body President Catherine Swanson says there are many illegal immigrants who are students and worried about their future.
Students have come to me saying they're scared they won't be able to finish their college education because they are undocumented.
The issue of becoming a sanctuary campus will be taken up by student government. So far, University President Wallace Lowe has expressed support for the measure. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Executive wants to keep the county's liquor monopoly but restructure it. Isaiah Leggett's plan would create an independent liquor authority. Critics say the county's unusual liquor system is an outdated post-prohibition structure that should be dropped. But the county collects over $22 million a year in profits with its liquor monopoly. Virginia lawmakers are forming a new panel to monitor changes in federal health care policy under Donald Trump. The panel will help lawmakers prepare for the changes to or repeal of Obamacare. Mr. Trump and the Republican-led Congress are pledging to repeal and replace federal health care law. The Vatican is set to promote 3 Americans to the position of cardinal at a ceremony this weekend.
Pope Francis will elevate the Archbishop of Chicago, the Archbishop of Indianapolis, and the Bishop of Dallas to cardinal. Chicago Archbishop Blaise Supich met with the Pope earlier this week. He tweeted a picture of him handing a baseball and hat to the Pope with the caption, "News of the Cubs win reached all the way to the Vatican."
Correspondent Alan Skaya checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,904. The Nasdaq at 53,34. Sports, the Wizards beat the Knicks. College basketball wins for Maryland and GW, a loss for American. Thursday night football, Carolina beats New Orleans. NHL, the Caps host Detroit tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek Creek window is custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. VirtualPhysical.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Old Key Mill Road heading through West Springfield. Jam at 644 Old Key Mill Road trying to head over toward I-95. The crash along the way at Hunter Village Drive. Route 7, I'm getting word right now, it looks like all lanes have been released, but major delays. Eastbound 7 pushing through Reston. In fact, delays near the Georgetown Pike. Georgetown Pike picks up a lot of that bailout traffic through Great Falls, so if that's your normal route, you have extra commuters with you. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, pretty normal. We've just about made a better recovery now out of New Carrollton. Interloop southbound south of 50, the John Hanson Highway, that crash has been cleared. We head you in through town, and the Suitland Parkway slows as you head past Alabama Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue toward 295 below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today mostly sunny after a clear start, a sunny finish. Tonight 46, outlying areas colder, clear. Tomorrow, west wind kicks up in the afternoon, and we'll see increasing clouds, 67. The chillier air in on Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Haymarket, 43 degrees in Bethesda, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. Japan's prime minister meets with Donald Trump for a candid discussion. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to speak with the president of the Montgomery County School Board and ask him why the school board is tolerating these walkouts of students. One scheduled today in Prince George's, protesting the election last week. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins.
It's time for our Redskin report with WMAL Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. Calm down a bit. You can also see him at Comcast Sportsnet all the time and elsewhere. Hey, Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so it's the Skins against the Packers, FedEx Field, Landover. It's a nighttime game. It's a primetime game. So handicap it for us. How the Skins stack up against the Green Bay Packers?
Well, they actually stack up pretty well against the Green Bay Packers because the Packers are really injured. They're having problems. And really the big topic of conversation around the Packers this season has been the play of their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, about how he's been just not very effective. Well, the reason he's not been effective is that they've not been protecting him very well. Mm-hmm. He's had all kinds of issues with defensive players around his feet. And because of that, he's been having to throw off balance in all kinds of weird ways. Now, he's good at that, but they're not protecting him well enough. The other problem is that they can't run the ball. They throw the ball about 70% of the time, and what you really want is a 50-50 split. And so the fact that they don't run, that allows defenses to tee off on the quarterback in pass rush. So the play of Aaron Rodgers has been the big issue this year. He has not had help, and it's up to the Redskins to make sure that that continues.
And I remember last time we saw this team, it was the first round of the playoffs last year, and it was a home game, and the Redskins on paper actually looked like they could win that game, but the X factor was Aaron Rodgers. He, you know, when you got a quarterback like that and it's a playoff game, they have the ability of just putting the team on their shoulders and carrying them across the finish line, which is pretty much what Rodgers did. Are you saying that the big difference this time around is the fact that there's no protection for him, and therefore the game plan needs to be get Rodgers on his back?
Yeah, that's what it really needs to be. And the biggest reason for the protection is the lack of running game. They're starting running back Eddie Lacy's out. James Starks is the backup, and he's hurt the Redskins in the past. But he's only averaging about 2.5 yards a carry, Starks. And so the Redskins should be able to stop him, but they should be able to stop him.
And is it true, injury-wise, we're actually looking a little better? We got some big names back, including DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson looks like he'll be able to go. So we'll see how well he'll be able to go. But another place where there's injuries with Green Bay is in the secondary. People are able to throw the ball very well, and really they've lost their last three games in a row to Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. They've given up a lot of points, and a big reason for it is that they haven't been able to stop people's passing games. Well, what's the Redskins' strength? It's Cousins in that passing game.
Okay, but listen, this is something of which I think you would know, because I read that there's some concern about the long snapper for the Redskins.
Yeah, Trevor, there's a lot of buzz out there on the blogs out there that they're floating your name around.
That's right. Are you ready?
You might come down from the booth and throw some cleats on.
Well, I've got to tell you guys that I am ready. I can still snap that ball. You know, it's like Toby Keith said, though. I'm not as good as I once was.
But I'm good once was I ever was.
That's right. If they need one snap, you call me and I'll be good to go. Nick, that's weird, though, man. You don't see long snappers getting hurt much, and so I got hurt though badly in the game, but it was because of a cheap shot. I'm still mad at that guy. But he was lifting weights and he tweaked his back, and so the question will be, you know, how will he be able to do? And that's tough because he's one of the best long snappers in the league. And by the way, he's one of the best kids playing in the NFL. Respectful, intelligent. He travels the world. I mean, he's a smart guy that is an unsung asset and value to this team. If he's not able to go, remember this, that Dustin Hopkins, their kicker, is one of the most accurate field goal kickers in the NFL. But it's not just the kicker, it's the battery. The battery is snapper, holder, kicker. If this comes down to a key field goal, and if Sundberg is not able to go, or if he's not able to go well, and that ball's a bit errant on the snap, it affects the process. So every time the Redskins line up for an extra point or a field goal, watch the snapper, watch the snap, because all of a sudden, something that we never had to worry about is back in question because of an injury.
And let me ask you, you know, since you were a player, you just alluded to it, you played for, what did you play for, 15 years in the league?
I played for 12, it only 12. Felt like 15.
I'm sure when you look back on it. Yeah. What's the dynamic here when you've got one team on a losing streak? You know, the Packers have now lost three in a row. They just got trampled by the Titans, you know, hardly one of the most formidable teams in the league. They're going in that direction. Redskins are doing pretty well, despite that unsatisfying tie in London. And so now you get this Julius Peppers from the Packers talking to the media saying that he guarantees a win against the Redskins. How is the dynamic now in the locker room when you see something like that?
Well, I think the dynamic now is they're good enough to get mad at that. The Redskins for years have been the team that opposing teams that have been struggling circle on their calendar, on their schedule, that they will get well playing the Redskins, because there's our win right there. That we'll stop our losing streak right there. Right? And a lot of the time they've been right. And so the Packers have been struggling, but they also know that they've watched that tape of last year's playoff game where the Redskins jumped out to an 11-0 lead. And then they couldn't hold on. After that, the Packers just crushed them. And the Redskins know that as well. So Peppers saying that gives the Redskins a big favor, because it's bulletin board material. And it makes them not just, you know, focus as professionals, but it makes them angry as men. And that's a good thing for the Redskins. Now, Peppers is a good player. You know, they've got some good players over there still. And they still are a dangerous team. As a matter of fact, when you look at the Football Power Index, the FPI, that ESPN has, the Redskins only have a 48% chance of winning this game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Packers are actually favored by FPI. I don't know what the point spread is.
Yeah.
But keep this in mind, too, that the Redskins in primetime games are horrible.
Yeah.
The last 9 years, they're 3-13. When they have to wait all day long and then play the game at night, and this is a night game, they've been just absolutely abysmal. And so they have to overcome that even more than the Packers.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder why that is. Hey, listen, I got to ask you though, because as you look down range, we got the Cowboys, you know, on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, short week.
And it's a short week, and look, that's going to be a big game, and it always is a big game, and especially this year with the Cowboys playing playing so well with that rookie Dak, that Dak guy. Is it difficult to focus on your Packer opponent when you know that the Cowboys are going to be just a few short days later?
You know, that's a great point. And the answer to that is no. No, because this game is so important for the Redskins, especially because of that Cowboys game coming up. It'll be tough for the Redskins to win that Cowboys game for a variety of reasons, and they know that. But winning against the Packers will still keep them in position to be in the playoffs anyway, because there's two ways to get into the playoffs. One is to win your division. I don't know that anybody in the Redskins division can catch the Cowboys at this point. Maybe they can, but it'll be tough. So now it's a fight for the wild card spots. And there are three wild card spots, and the Redskins are in the thick of that fight. Beating Green Bay keeps them in the thick, even if they lose to Dallas. But if they lose to Green Bay, then they're behind the eight ball for that.
Yeah, it's like I said to my friend Jim Harbaugh there. We have a weekly conversation. I said, listen, I know you're focusing on Ohio State next Saturday, but you gotta beat the Indiana Hoosiers tomorrow. You don't look past the Hoosiers. Make sure you pound the Hoosiers, and then you'll deal with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, well, it's all about how Jim Harbaugh, you know, handles those Michigan Wolverines.
The right finest head coach.
I'm sure that Jay Gruden said, hey, Jim Harbaugh told me.
That's right. Thanks, Trevor.
All right, you guys.
We'll talk to you Monday.
7:50.
I've gone a whole week without a Michigan Wolverine reference. Got to get it in there. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, you'll appreciate this one. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Inbound on Benning Road as you come up to Oklahoma Avenue. That's where we have the crash. So if you normally take Benning, you usually don't see a delay in the morning here as much as this coming off of DC 295. So a little bit of pressure here and a little bit frustrating. But once you get by there, then you're good to continue on. Let's go Southeast Southwest Freeway, heavy across the 11th Street Bridge and out toward the Case Bridge. Nothing reported along the way there. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. In Annapolis, truck lost a wheel heading inbound 50. Right over the Severn River, so that's why we have a little bit of extra volume there. Virginia, getting better West Springfield. The crash looks like Old Key Mill Road as you come up to Hunter Village Drive before I-95. Fairfax Police tell me lane's open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Boy, what a beautiful day it is today. Enjoy it. Sunny, high of 68 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 46. Tomorrow, we'll have a sunny day, a few clouds here and there, but then the winds are kicking up in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 67 degrees, but again, the wind's about 30 miles an hour. That's going to give us a chilly evening and a cold Sunday. Partly cloudy skies Sunday. Highs in the upper 40s. In fact, by the time we get to that Redskins game, it'll be cold. Like low 30s will be the temperature Sunday evening. With those winds continuing, that might affect that field goal that could decide the game. Right now, it's 43 degrees at 7:17.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
All right, we are keeping an eye on the comings and goings at Trump Tower to make sure you know the very latest of what's going on there. And okay, so there's several things that are being discussed right now. The most important thing that came out last night was, according to many news organizations are quoting a senior official within Trump world as saying that Trump has offered retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn the job of National Security Advisor.
We just spoke with Michael Flynn the day before the election.
That's
did
right.
We not? Right,
yeah,
here on Mornings on the Mall.
He was great. Right. Yep. And this is he's a good guy. He, of course, was at one point in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency, mm-hmm. and then left. And when he left, he took off the uniform. Had some very critical things to say about President Obama and the way he has conducted himself on the world stage.
Well, and most specifically about not identifying our enemy for who they are, radical Islamic terrorists, and he took some heat for that. But that's what I call speaking truth to power.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that seems to be most rooted in fact. But again, the official announcement has not yet been made. And by the way, a non-confirmable position, he doesn't have to go to the Senate for that one. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I am hearing, and I'm going to quote my own sources here, that Jeff Sessions is increasingly looking like he's going to be the guy who will be our next attorney general. No official announcement has been made. There are ongoing discussions, and this thing could fall apart, but we have heard repeatedly that Jeff Sessions is highly thought of by Donald Trump, that he could have any of a number of positions that he might want. The word I am getting is that it is increasingly looking as if Jeff Sessions would get the nod to become the next attorney general of the United States. Senator Sessions of Alabama, a red state, Republican governor, so you know that makes things a little easier.
Well, he's a former U.S. attorney. Yep. He was a former attorney general of the state of Alabama, and also, let's face it, he's very, very strong and forthright on the issue of enforcing our existing immigration laws. Many people think that he, along with Ann Coulter, crafted Donald Trump's immigration policy during the campaign, and so a lot of these immigration issues will be adjudicated by the Justice Department.
We talked about it earlier, but I'll again mention that there is a lot of discussion that Romney might become the next Secretary of State under a Donald Trump administration.
What?
There's going to be a meeting between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump this weekend, and so it does appear that is actively being discussed.
This? I mean, look, how many names have we heard for Secretary of State? We heard Rudy Giuliani. We heard Chris Christie. We heard Newt Gingrich. We heard just yesterday Nikki Haley, along with now Mitt Romney. We heard Bob Corker. I can't believe that's really being considered, considering Donald Trump's criticism of the Iran nuclear deal. We've heard John Bolton. How many names have we heard for Secretary of State? What's going on here, Brian?
I don't know. And you know, is it to flatter people just to know that they were considered? Maybe there's some of that going on. I don't know. I think Donald Trump is looking at all possibilities. This one is outside the box as far as I'm concerned. I didn't see it coming, and I don't think many people did. I have heard some reporting that suggests that, Mitt Romney wants to do another tour of public service of some kind, and this might be a good place to do it. It'll be interesting to see how that conversation goes and whether this thing has legs, but it's an intriguing idea nonetheless. By the way,
John Bolton.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I just want to throw it out there.
Newt Gingrich has said that he will not serve in the Trump cabinet.
All right. Now, oftentimes in Washington, D.C., this is an indication
that they're not bad being
that
asked.
Newt Gingrich has not been asked to be in the. Now, I don't believe that, though. This is something that we discuss quite a bit. How do you go from being a former Speaker of the House to then, you know, running an agency? Mm-hmm. I couldn't see him doing that.
Yeah, I think he likes the life he has right now. I think that he's thought about it. I think that maybe we can get him on and ask him, you know, what goes in your thinking. But I take him at face value that he has been in discussions, but he's just decided it's not for him.
Yeah, and so, listen, either way, Newt Gingrich will stay in the arena, and he is a thought leader in the conservative movement and has forgotten more about how government works than most of us will ever know. So, either way, we need Newt Gingrich to still be part of that conversation.
It is 722 on WMAL.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Have you seen how many pundits and news anchors in the media and even some of the politicians who worked so tirelessly on this last campaign? Have you noticed that they're looking a little beleaguered? They're looking a little like they've been through hell and back? It's men because of this election and because of how trying it was. If you're like that, if you look in the mirror and you see more wrinkles than you did before the election process, well, Esotique XV and their Thanksgiving blowout will give you the opportunity to treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. I use it, and I'm very pleased with my appearance. I'm telling you, the crow's feet and laugh line situation there, it's those wrinkles that just started emerging over the last couple of years, it's like they're disappearing off my face. You'll look years younger and get silky smooth skin, or you'll get your money back. No questions asked. That's what Chamonix says. And for 2 weeks only, you're going to get a lot of free stuff from them. Order Esotique XV, get the Genucel bags and puffiness treatment, plus the best-selling deep firming serum, and shipping all for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Three free gifts if you try Esotique XV today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
There are some tricky things as it relates to federal employees navigating their TSP through the tricky world of required minimum distributions. So really what every federal employee needs to consider is to have a withdrawal strategy.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Play up to $500 on us. Join Marquee Rewards with your email address and we'll reimburse up to $500 in free slot play guaranteed. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Georgetown, getting in and out of Georgetown. The obstacle right now is at the end of the Key Bridge, right as you come up to M Street. And what it looks like, I see an ambulance and fire truck there now. Inbound, well, it looks like just the right lane's getting by in each direction. So if you're coming off of Canal Road or off of M Street, one lane outbound into Roslyn, one lane inbound into Georgetown, you know what that equals? Slow traffic through that stretch. Much better, though, Route 7. Boy, we had a long-standing crash. Eastbound 7 just past Barron Cameron, but it looks like lanes have been reopened. And unfortunately, police tell me they're looking for another one right in the backup past the Reston Parkway before you get to Barron Cameron. Old Key Mill. No incidents reported in the delays. Old Key Mill Road, before you get to I-95 heading eastbound, that crash is gone. Delays are easing. Wilson Bridge, your backups this morning before St. Barnabas Road. Traffic update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Be thankful for Dickie's Barbecue this Thanksgiving. At Dickie's.com, you can order holiday meats and meals for Thanksgiving Day. Dickie's has holiday hams, smoked and Cajun fried turkeys, and a new prime rib. Order a la carte as a meal or as a feast. Order Thanksgiving at Dickie's.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny upper 60s today and tomorrow, but the gusty winds and some clouds come in tomorrow afternoon. That's our front. That front will leave us in the upper 40s. That's it, with a little wind on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:27.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Yes.
We're pushing the season.
Christmas no, we're not. Okay. It's Christmas season everywhere you look right now, Brian. You know that. And the National Park Service has announced that Garth Brooks, the Lumineers, and many other notables, including Trisha Yearwood.
Garth and Trisha are married. So.
There you go. Well, I guess she's going to come along for the ride. We'll be performing at the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree. The festivities are scheduled for December 1st. Now, James Taylor will be there. Chance the Rapper will be there. Because, you know, every time it's Christmas time and it's time to light.
I want to have some rap.
I want Chance the Rapper to be there to sort of usher in the season. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So there you go. By the way, James Taylor will be in town receiving his Kennedy Center honor that same week on December 5th. So very exciting. Very exciting to have the national tree.
I like the Christmas tree at the White House. I support the Christmas tree at the White House.
Who are you to support or not support a Christmas tree one way or the other?
The Capitol Christmas tree.
I have for years.
Because the National Christmas Tree, the one down by the White House, is there year round. Yeah. It's a real tree that they grow in the ground.
It's kind of pathetic
and
looking,
it's
though.
For that purpose.
It's not as beautiful as the Capitol tree.
And the Capitol tree, they go into a forest and they cut down a perfectly good tree they didn't need to cut down.
What do you mean didn't need to cut down?
They didn't need to cut it down.
This is just a ridiculous
thing. purpose was to be in that forest.
Why don't you go hug the tree when it comes down to the Capitol building? Either way, it's very exciting, and it's official. I mean, it is Christmas. I was
poor tree. They drag it all over the country.
I was at the Montgomery. Poor tree. Oh, yeah. Do you know what the tree is feeling about this?
Nothing.
Yeah. It's 728.
The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a one-of-a-kind rifle, a Remington Model 700 MK13 300 Winchester Magnum, used by Bradley Cooper in the film American Sniper, about Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's life. The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at CEGunshows.com or ShowmastersGunshows.com.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Coming up on WMAL, is Maryland pushing Uber out of the state? Is Uber going to quit serving people in Maryland because of new regulations? We'll give you all the details, and, well, we'll try to assign some blame here because, you know, that's fun. Coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this hour, CBS News is reporting that President-elect Donald Trump has offered the position of Attorney General to Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. Sessions has been one of Mr. Trump's closest and most consistent allies. As Mr. Trump continues to assemble a cabinet, he met yesterday with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who may be in line for Secretary of State, and he has a big meeting on his schedule this weekend.
He'll be meeting with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was perhaps one of the earliest and fiercest critics of Donald Trump, but sources say that they are expected also to discuss the Secretary of State job. Now, whether Trump will actually go with one of these past rivals and name them to a cabinet position is still to be seen.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. A family of four is dead in Stafford County in what police are labeling a murder-suicide. The Fredericksburg Freelance Star is reporting the police have identified the victims as 35-year-old Lance Buckley, his 30-year-old wife Amy, and their daughters ages 5 and 18 months. Authorities believe Buckley killed his wife and kids and then killed himself. An autopsy reveals that the only son of longtime D.C. Mayor Marion Barry died of an accidental drug overdose. 36-year-old Marion Christopher Barry died in August. The D.C. medical examiner has ruled the death accidental. The Maryland Lottery is reportedly going to start selling a new scratch-off ticket with a $2 million prize, but it won't be cheap. That scratch-off will set you back $30. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,904, the NASDAQ at 5334. Sports Thursday Night Football, the Panthers beat the Saints. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Maryland wins. GW wins, AU loses. NHL, the Caps host the Red Wings tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power,
Novick Power Bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novick Power Bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novick.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Woodbridge, Interstate 95. Watch for delays that take you up through to Lorton into Newington. Had the incident in Lorton now on the shoulder. 395 heavy through Landmark and again 14th Street Bridge. Westbound freeway slows as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge. But, you know, nothing has been in the way there. Just the heavy stop and go. Inbound Benning Road as you come off of 295 with delays to the crash at Oklahoma Avenue. In and out of Georgetown, looks like the fire truck and ambulance just left on the Key Bridge. They were at the end of the Key Bridge, right where you get onto M Street. Now, all lanes open, but now coming out of Roslyn and off the George Washington Parkway, very slow. But again, it doesn't look like anything remains blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cold fronts on the march. It'll erase away these mild temperatures, but still a couple more days in the 60s. Sunny today, 68. Tomorrow, 67. Gusty winds in the afternoon out of the west. Chillier air only in the upper 40s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Burke, 43 in Bethesda, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by BNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Then you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05, we'll speak with the school board president for Montgomery County, ask him why he hasn't done anything about these walkouts of students over the Trump election. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, I think a lot of people within the sound of my voice occasionally or regularly use the Uber service. I mean, it's a very convenient thing. I know that, you know, many times I've taken it. It fits into a need to get downtown quickly, and you don't want to drag your car and worry about parking. You just take an Uber, right?
Right.
It's quick. You hit the button on your app, and the car comes.
It's fantastic.
It's an amazing thing. A lot of people really, really love it. However, you may lose Uber in the state of Maryland if this fight between the state and Uber is not resolved. You see, Maryland passed a law last year, and it said that Uber and other ride-sharing companies like Lyft must start using fingerprints as part of a background investigation of its drivers. Now, they do a background check, but they don't go to the level of doing checking their fingerprints. And they're saying, we do this for taxi drivers. And so we think it's reasonable that the people at Uber do a background check that involves a fingerprint check with its drivers before they start driving. Uber says, hey, we got this under control. We do this everywhere. Our background check system is just fine. Thank you very much. Fingerprinting would be an unnecessary burden for the people who want to be drivers. And if you insist upon it, then we're gonna stop doing service in the state of Maryland. Take that, state of Maryland. The hearings are about to begin on this, but I'm just curious, what do you think about this? Is it a reasonable requirement of the state to require fingerprinting under the burden, under their mantle of having responsibility for public safety? Or is it an unnecessary burden on a business that knows what it's doing, and it'd be best if the state of Maryland just kept its nose out of it entirely? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And I have another question, just sort of curious what you think about a company that says, hey, if we can't have it our way, we're going to take the highway. We're out of here. Take our ball and we're going to go home. How do you feel about that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I think I'm with the state on this one. I don't think that it's an unreasonable burden to check a person's background if they're going to be in a position of responsibility in driving people around the state. Let me say why. I mean, do you want your kid taking an Uber if you don't know anything really about the background? Is it possible to lie on an application and in your background information that you give to Uber? And doesn't a fingerprint sort of add some solidity to who this person is and what their record truly is? I think it's not a bad idea. I don't think it's an unreasonable burden to ask for fingerprints in this particular case. I know many people will disagree with me, but I think in this particular case, the public safety element of it makes me lean slightly toward the state. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, it's not a public utility, so I don't see why the state has a business in this. I mean, if it's a public bus, and the state is actually, it's their bus, and they're hiring the person, then sure, that makes sense. But this is a private transaction. You realize that Uber hires people with criminal backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I mean, it's actually a great opportunity for people who have maybe made mistakes in the past to be able to put themselves on the right setting. They don't hire people with violent criminal records. But the reason that Uber has done so well is because they have operated outside the ridiculous and often corrupt taxi licensing commissions that permeate in so many other areas. Listen, every wonderful, beautiful idea that is always put forth under the guise of we must do this to protect the children.
Well,
I always get suspicious of because, everything is to protect the children. And I, listen, you're worried about putting your kid in an Uber because the driver might be a bad person. So don't put your kid in Uber. All right.
Well, but what about your wife or your girlfriend? Don't you have some concerns about that?
Yeah, so here's what Uber does. Uber rates their drivers. You can rate the driver. And before the driver picks you up, you can take a look at what kind of rating they have.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a look at what kind of experiences. And guess what? Uber is not in the business of hiring bad people to do bad things, because if that starts happening a lot, they're going to go out of business.
That's right.
People won't use Uber. The market corrects itself, and it has not been a ubiquitous problem.
Larry, this is a close question for me. I mean, it really is. I mean, I see both sides of this argument very well. But I just think in this particular case, the interest in public safety, I don't think it's an onerous burden. It's a burden, but not an onerous one. What do you think? To the phone lines we go. How about Stephen in Silver Spring? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Okay. First of all, unnecessary regulation. That's why we all voted Trump in office. More regulation.
And Governor Hogan, by the way.
Yes. Well, I don't know what's driving his thought process on this issue. But, if they do a background check, any criminal activity is going to come up on it anyway. So it's just an undue process where there are the fingerprint agencies that they have to get paid to do this. And the whole thing is ridiculous. I just wanted to make a point. I have to get a license, two licenses from two different divisions in a police agency. I just had it 2 months ago. I had to go get fingerprints. And again, I have to do fingerprints again and send it to the Maryland State Police. Again, they have it 2 weeks ago. I haven't committed a crime in 2 weeks, and they would know by just doing a background check. The whole thing could be, I don't know. It's a whole money thing. That's what I think.
It's a money thing. It's a power thing. It's a control thing, and it's buckling under the very, very wealthy lobby that controls the taxi business in some of these states and cities.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. I agree with you.
All right. Let's see if there's another opinion out there. How about Mike and Spring? How about Dave and Frederick? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning. I hold a CDL and have for years, and we've got to do fingerprinting also with hazardous material haulers, and there's a lot of safety behind that. I mean, you think about the weight that trucks carry and what they could do, let alone here you've got a car now that can just cruise around anywhere, and, well, you know what cars can do. Look at the Middle East.
But cars can do that whether it's an Uber car or not, Dave. I don't see the distinction with Uber. And here's the thing. When your kid gets into an Uber, if you do it right, the second your kid gets into an Uber, you know the person's name, you know their driver's license number, you can track the trip, you can see it on your phone as your kid is driving or your wife or whomever. If you're a bad person and you're looking to do a bad thing to somebody, why would you put yourself in a position where your identity is known, your driver's license number is known, your license plate is known, and your movements are tracked while you've got that person in your car?
Well, obviously, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. A lot of calls. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. It's 744.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought 10 p.m. was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
All you have to do is point.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
745 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Friday. It has to be good somewhere, right? Let's go 270, where as you come out of the Frederick area, we're okay until you get to about Route 80 or Bannon. We do have volume this morning off and on down toward 109. Again, in Germantown in Rockville, so we're not completely volume-free in that stretch. Due to the top side jammed up from 95 to George Avenue, interloop into Bethesda. Heavy the rush hour with 95 delays to the Beltway. Now, recovering a bit are Annapolis commuters heading inbound 50 over the Severn River. Truck that lost a tire has moved along. It was taking us a while to move through there. Take you into Virginia, trying to pass 66. Inbound 50 as you come past Fair Oaks Mall. Very slow. That's not to join on to 66, but that's to continue beyond the crash in on 50 just as you merge off of 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today mostly sunny after a clear start, a sunny finish. Tonight 46, outlying areas colder, clear. Tomorrow west wind kicks up in the afternoon, and we'll see increasing clouds, 67. The chillier air in on Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 44 degrees at 747.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
All right, so Uber says if the state of Maryland continues to insist that its drivers must be fingerprinted, they're going to pull out and quit doing business in the state of Maryland. Whose side are you on this? Are you the state who says fingerprints are not an onerous burden? Or Uber says, yes, it is? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. How about Jeff in Silver Spring? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I listen to you every morning.
Good. Thank you
for that.
Listen, I'll be glad to get in line for the Public Safety Service Commission, whatever they are, right behind all the illegal aliens that are supposed to be fingerprinted when they come into the country.
Jeff, are you an Uber driver?
I am.
Do you understand that if you hold to that position, there's a chance that you will not be able to do business in the state of Maryland?
That's okay. That's okay with me.
Yeah.
I think, the citizens of Maryland should eventually wake up to all these regulations that are just killing us.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jeff. I have no problem with Uber saying, fine, Maryland, you want to do that? Then we're not going to operate in Maryland. Because let's face it, businesses have to make that decision all the time when a state's regulation determines that it's too costly or too onerous for them to operate there.
I'm just driving D.C. and Virginia.
Yeah, that's the beauty of living in this area. Yeah.
And Uber backs this up, by the way. They have done this in Austin. They did it in San Antonio. They did it in Broward County, Florida.
You categorize it as them taking their ball and going with it. So you think a business is just beholden to whatever state's regulation? I mean, if a state decides that it costs this much money.
Oh, certainly they're
right. You were in favor of Beretta leaving Maryland. You thought that was the appropriate move because of what Martin O'Malley brought in this state.
Listen, Larry, do you think that taxi drivers should be fingerprinted? Because there's no background check otherwise if you don't, right?
Well, listen, taxi drivers are operating under this archaic licensing medallion process that many of these big cities, through corrupt relationships, have been able to make a whole lot of money off of. As long as the city is putting their onerous licensing and regulation on top of it,
how
sure.
How would Uber know?
But I would love for that to go away, sure. And Uber's making it go away.
How would Uber know if somebody lied to them in their application?
How does anyone know if they've lied to anyone in an application?
Well, that's the idea of fingerprints. If you run a fingerprint check and you find out the person has a criminal record and they haven't declared that, isn't that a good thing?
Sure, it's a good thing in every industry. I mean, what about the person who makes your food every night? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anything more personal that somebody putting a meal together for you to eat when you go to a McDonald's? I mean, they could be poisoning you. They could be poisoning your children, Brian Wilson.
Yes.
And for the children, we should force McDonald's employees to be fingerprinted for criminal background checks because they could be killing our children,
yes,
Brian.
Yes, Larry. Of course, that's what's going to happen.
Well,
750 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning? Well, you got to get the great guys at Zero Res out. They're ready to help. They've got a generous deal here, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today. Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 on each room of carpet cleaning. So everyone wins. And by the way, Zero Res always guarantees their work. Listen to this. They're technicians. They're company employees. They're not just, you know, day hires. They're drug tested. They're background checked. They're bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals and everything. Zero Res rocks. And you really want to take advantage of this great, great offer. Get clean for the holidays with the Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House. And man, if you guys step up here and get your cleaning done before the holidays, there are so many carpets that need cleaning in the Washington area. Zero Res will be able to accommodate all of you. And that's a whole lot of money for Fisher House. Do it. And you get $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Minimum supply. Go to ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit Inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling of emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, as a WMAL listener, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
It's 7:53. That means it's time to check in on your money. The CNBC News Desk has Chuck Kamlick, and he's ready.
I'm ready. Futures point to a weak open, though, this morning on for stocks on Wall Street. But even a small rise today could give the Dow its second weekly gain in a row. President-elect Donald Trump announced on Twitter last night that he persuaded Ford to keep building SUVs at a plant in Kentucky rather than moving the jobs to Mexico. Ford wanted to shift production so it could build more Escapes in Louisville. Volkswagen's cutting 30,000 jobs, fallout from that cheating scandal. Amazon's offering exclusive deals to customers who order through its voice assistant, Alexa. To get the deals, users need to ask, Alexa, what are your deals? One of the featured items today is a 32-inch Samsung LED TV for $119. Coke has developed a selfie bottle with a camera in the bottom that begins taking pictures when you lift it to drink. And a new survey finds the best time to call in sick for work, when you're most likely to be believed, that is, 6:38 in the morning on Tuesday. And the best excuse? Stomach problems. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life, and now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of our hot spots continues to be Virginia to get past Fair Oaks Mall, and it's not because of shopping. It's 50 jammed to try to get past 66 up near Waples Mill Road for the crash. Fairfax police tell me they're allowing one lane now to get by, but boy, jammed is 50. If you're coming off of 66, merging onto 50 inside of 66, that too is picking up some of that volume. Into the sun glare through Manassas into Centerville. It's a bit slow. Much better, Old Key Mill Road heading eastbound before I-95. That crash is gone. Heading in through town, DC 295 southbound passing East Capitol Street. It's been about the volume only, so watch for delays coming off the 50 and the BW Parkway. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named a Washingtonian's 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. It'll erase away these mild temperatures, but still a couple more days in the 60s. Sunny today, 68. Tomorrow, 67. Gusty winds in the afternoon out of the west. Chillier air only in the upper 40s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees right now. It's 7:57.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Boy, I am so excited about Thanksgiving. I can't wait for that home-cooked meal, that turkey, that stuffing, the vegetables, the potatoes, the yams, the, all of it. Oh, my gosh, there's so much work to be done. And your loved one, your sweetheart, the one who you care most about and who you rely on for these things, she's doing so much work right now. Your wife, your mom, your mother-in-law, why don't you be a hero right now? While they're in the midst of all this planning for your big Thanksgiving feast, why don't you send them, surprise them right now, send them a beautiful bouquet of multicolored roses from 1-800- 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order 24 multicolored roses, you're going to get them for only $24. It's 1-800-Flowers 24 for 24 Thanksgiving deal. And every rose bouquet is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. If you or your loved one has any issues, 1-800-Flowers will make it right, no matter what. No questions asked. That's why I love talking about 1-800-Flowers. And they work with premier farms around the world to ensure you get the best roses possible for the best price. What an amazing offer. 24 multicolored roses for only $24. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or your mobile device. Click on that radio icon and enter the code Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget, click on that radio icon and enter Larry. This offer ends today.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
And I'm Jerry Rice, saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel
and the president of Montgomery County School Boards about these protests.